resources. Part of having people, there's qualified people all over the country. You've got to have them want to come to stay in Nebraska. And I've kind of wondered why I've watched neighbors and people in our area pack up and leave. Why do they leave? I mean, the 43rd District is absolutely one of the most beautiful places in the country. I mean, there's nothing like the Sand Hills. And then when you go out and get into the Pine Ridge country of Dawson, Sheridan County and all that, I mean, there are people that would just love to live here. But they don't live here. A lot of them don't come here for a reason. And we all know what the big gorilla in the room is you tried to change the subject here, or we moved on. You said, let's move on from taxes. But about everything we're going to talk about today comes down to profit. Yeah, it costs money, right? It costs money to live in Cherry County. If you're going to live in Cherry County, you're going to be 50 miles from Valentine. It costs money to do that. So can people come here and live? Can they be profitable? And when you look at people in Omaha who retire, a colonel retires from the Air Force and he can't stay, he won't stay here. He'll move to Missouri or Arkansas or Tennessee. And you find out why? They don't like the tax structure. And so they're still making doctors. They're still producing nurses. We've got to get them to come here to stay, to live. My soon-to-be daughter-in-law is a nurse in Chadron, a local girl, born and raised, Hereford girl from Crawford, Nebraska, right? And she's at work the other day and gets her paycheck. And we've got traveling nurses that come. And the traveling nurse and Abby are the same age, same qualifications. One's a local girl. One's from somewhere else in the country. And they look at their paychecks. And the traveling nurse's paycheck is twice as much money. Mm-hmm. Now, if we're going to pay that money, I mean, that money's being paid. And as I sit here today, I haven't gotten to the bottom of why that is. I mean, I know the traveling nurses got expenses and things like that to travel, but why can't we pay Abby? We've got to pay Abby, a local girl, good nurse. We want to keep her here. And, that's part of the problem. Just having people want to come and stay. And when it comes to long-term health care, we've got an aging population. Of course, nobody in this room is part of that yet, right? We're all just still young, but we've got an aging population. And I was just the other day up here at Cherry Hills Assisted Living, speaking with Sally, and she's just telling me the ins and outs of what goes on to run a place like that. And one of the biggest issues she has is regulation. She said, "I've got a book on my desk that's about 6 inches thick. That's regulation." And I said, "Well, could you explain to me how much of that regulation is either redundant or ridiculous or, you know?" And I'm thinking she's going to give me a percentage, you know, 20% of it's just silly, right? And this lady looked at me, and I could tell she's very passionate and wonderful outfit up there. She looks at me and she says, 80%. I said, 80%? She said, 80% of these regulations are ridiculous or redundant or just silly. That's staggering. 80%. That's what she told me. And she says, we want people to be safe and cared for and all that. But the paperwork, the regulation. And, you know, we've just come out of some people call it a pandemic, and everybody's got their opinion on what the COVID-19 thing was all about. People died because the CDC at the federal level, DHHS at the state level, people died in Cherry County. People died in Dawes County because of the regulation that was placed upon these homes. People died. And so, you know, I know what you're asking me, but we need to really address some of this really easy stuff. This regulation, people died because they couldn't see their family members, and that's tragic.
I need to have you kind of wrap it up. We'll give Tanya a chance. Okay. Let's ask Tanya the same thing on rural health care and long-term care then. Tanya, give me your opinions on what's the fix for that.
Yeah. So I continue to learn, and it is probably one of those top issues for us, right? We're quickly becoming a care desert. We've lost our nursing home here in Valentine. Mullen lost their nursing home. There's others that are on the brink. And so I've been very intentional about trying to understand why and how do we fix this. And so one of the things I've learned along the way that was really quite shocking, but it is one of those common sense fixes, that within the Department of Health and Human Services here in Nebraska, they allocate beds. And so they decided about 50 years ago how many beds were needed in the state of Nebraska, and they capped it. And they said, this is how many, and this is all that we have. So if you want to open a new nursing home, you have to go buy beds from somebody who's closing a nursing home. What's even worse than that is that when a nursing home closes, and it's closed for more than, I think, 2 years, those beds go black, what they call, or dark, meaning they're gone. They're removed from the pool. No one else can go buy those beds. They're just minus. If you look at this as a bucket of numbers,